The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota visits Oregon State on Saturday, a 10 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
I will go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your next question comes from the line of Matt Trowridge with Rockford Register.
Hey, Coach. I was just wondering with if maybe your running game worked a little bit better with Demery Croft and his threat to run. I know his first drive, it seemed like that was the best you guys ran the ball all night.
Well, I think that, you know, as we continue to go through the game, I thought we ran the ball collectively better, to be honest with you, as the game went on. That was the whole plan, especially with the inside zone. You know, we didn't run a plethora of different types of schemes and runs, but we stayed with our inside zone, and we knew come the second half, those 2 and 3 yard runs would become 4 and 5. But Demery does give us a threat to run. Connor is mobile enough to be able to do it as well. We just have to be able to continue to evolve the offense as we continue to move forward and continue to add up to the capabilities of our players.
Anything in particular that you're looking for either of those quarterbacks to emerge as the one?
And I think it's the same thing from 8 months ago. The command of the offense, the command of the team, the leadership role, whose offense does this want to become? And if one had said, this is going to be my offense, I would have named an outright starter before. And we haven't had that yet. And that's the lack of inexperience, the lack of playing. So, you know, where if you haven't played, it's very, very difficult to be able to lead the entire football team. So as we start to get into the season, I hope that one emerges that way with their playing experience.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, PJ, two quick questions for
Hi, Teddy.
You. One, are you aware of, you know, the wildfires out west and I guess the possibility that the game time or location could be adjusted?
Yeah, we're aware of that. You know, we've got amazing people in our organization that check in on all of that. First of all, I just want to make sure that everybody stays safe out west with the fires. It's a very, very scary situation. I know a lot of people are being affected by it, and we're thinking about them, praying for them, and hope that they go out quickly. You know, but we are aware of them. We know that they're there. We know the amount of heat that's going through in terms of that part of the country right now, in terms of even temperature. But just hope everybody stays safe. But we're willing and able to be able to adjust.
Absolutely. And Oregon State, is it a bit strange that you have two games of film on them?
Say that again. I'm sorry, Teddy.
I'm sorry. Oregon State has already played twice this season, right? So you have you have two games of film on them?
Yeah, that helps. You know, it would be different if it was a different coaching staff, you know, but Coach Anderson's been there as his third year, and they've really had a lot of the same things they've had schematically, offense and defensively. They played a lot of young players the first few years. And again, you can tell how his program's evolving and how they're developing. And also, you know, he said that they're not necessarily where they want to be. I don't think as a coach you ever arrive. I feel the same way about our team. But you understand exactly what he says by that in terms of the youth of his football team and who's playing and the depth and the inexperience and things like that. So we're kind of in the same situation, same boat, in terms of our experience, our depth, our brand new culture. So it's, you know, we're going to take it one step at a time and continue to get better this week. But I know they'll be ready for us when we get out there.
Thanks so much, man. Hope you're well.
Teddy, I appreciate it, man.
Your next question is from the line of Sean Callahan with HuskerOnline.com.
My question's already been asked. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Jeremiah Davis with the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach. I was just curious about there's a number of high-profile games this week with, you know, Big Ten teams playing other Power 5 schools. What kind of gauge does that give for the Big Ten as a conference, you know, how good the teams are this early, and how much value is there in that, in you guys playing high-profile teams early in the year?
Well, I think there's a lot of value to it, you know, especially for the teams that are ranked in the top 10. I think it's a lot of value in it in terms of being the strongest conference in the country and being able to continue to show that. But I think if you ask every single individual coach, you know, they're worried about their team. That's the only thing they're worried about. And it's very early in the season to be saying who's this and who's that. But I think it does bring a lot of attention and a high profile to those schools to be able to help them down the road towards the end of the season as well. The faster almost you can gain attention, maybe the better off you'll be towards the end because people are talking about you all the way through the year. But I think it's wonderful for our conference and just proud to be in this conference and very excited about the future of our conference with the people that are in it.
And coming into the conference, you know, being fairly new, obviously, that reduction in FCS teams, what did you think of that when you heard about it before? And are you still happy with that and the route the conference is taking in that regard?
Well, I think you want to be able to do that. I think as you continue to go through the years, the profile of the conference, profile of your team, you want to continue to evolve and expand. I think if you're always willing to stay the same or drop down, you know, that's not what's going to be able to prove to be the best thing moving forward to the playoff system. And the playoff system we saw last year values a lot of things, and to be able to understand what it values and adjust your schedule accordingly, I think that's really important.
Thanks.
You got it.
Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Doty with Hero Sports.
Hey, Coach, I'm curious how Demery and Connor handled being taken in and out of the game multiple times. Did they know ahead of time which series they'd have, and how did they react to those substitutions?
Well, I thought they handled themselves in a very mature way, in a very professional way. We've talked all camp about possibly doing this. I did let them know in terms of how the reps were going to be distributed right off the bat. But then, like I said, they just play football. You know, they're not necessarily saying, hey, I'm going to get the 11th rep of the game, and I'm going to focus on that 11th rep. They know they're going to get in the game. They know they have to continue to stay ready. They both have to keep their arms loose. But that's one of the challenges we have right now. And I told you, I would wish we would have one starting quarterback right now. I wish we did have returning starters that you could play. I wish we did have a plethora of recruits that you could pull from. We don't have that. And these are the best guys that we have. I believe in these two. And neither one of these guys have separated themselves from each other. They've all both gotten better. And all of our quarterbacks have gotten better, but they haven't separated themselves away from each other. And hopefully with the game experience, they're able to do that eventually and possibly name an outright starter as we continue to move forward.
Hey, quick follow-up question, Coach. I mean, you said that eventually you would like to get to the point of having one guy. I know it's only been 1 week, but do you think that you're moving closer towards that of having one guy?
It's hard to say because it's still only one game. You know, before we played our one game, I told all of you the same thing, right? I was like, well, I haven't seen a game yet. Then you see a game, and then as a head coach, you want to see another game, right? I mean, and that's what we really have to get to. I don't know how close I am to doing that. That's really up to the quarterbacks. That's really up to the performance. That's really up to the leadership and the preparation that they have and who really controls and demands the respect of the football team. And that's somewhat hard when you don't have that experience to draw back from. And that's what they're gaining with every rep in a game and every game or every practice rep as well.
Thanks, Coach. Best of luck.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, PJ, I kind of wanted to follow up on how you doing. I wanted
I'm
to
doing
see
if
I could follow up with you real quick on that previous question about the FCS games. You know, last year, I know you weren't at Minnesota, but they did play an FCS opponent in the second week. Just when you're trying to get your program to evolve to where you want it to be, could playing an FCS opponent be detrimental? I mean, do you want to be playing these FBS games, I take it, since you only get 12 chances a year? Is that right?
Well, I think it's all where your program is. You know, we're kind of in year zero of a cultural change and a cultural build. You know, Minnesota has won a championship in 50 years, and I was hired to bring in my culture here. Right. It wasn't like, hey, we want you to be an extension off this, and this. I was here to run our program that we know how to do. And so as you evolve, I can see teams that are just starting to be able to rebuild or change a culture or start a new type of movement to be able to get towards championships that haven't maybe happened in the past. I think you can see it more with them than you'll see with maybe the upper echelon of teams that are already established, are national champions in modern day football. I think that's what you're going to see. But, you know, I can't say we have or we haven't planned on that in the future yet. But again, as we evolve, you don't want to be able to put yourself in that position because that will hurt you down the road. I really believe that in terms of the development of the playoff committee. You know, I think that's what this whole thing's motivated by is the playoff committee's opinion of your schedule and of your wins. And if it comes down to an 11-1 team and there's an FCS school on there, no matter if you beat them or beat them by 40 or 10, that's not going to matter in the eyes in terms of what the playoff committee is proving. It's not going to weigh as much or it's going to weigh more, really, on the decision not to put you in the playoff than a team that didn't schedule the FCS. So I know there's needs. There's teams that need to do it until you get your program to a part where you can compete for Big Ten championships every year. But that's the challenge that we all face as you continue to move your schedule forward, especially even in the Big Ten with the 9 conference games. Some conferences don't have that. They have, you know, 8. We have 9. So it makes even that much more difficult.
Coach, thank you very much for your time this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
No, I appreciate you. Thanks, guys. Roll the boat, Sky. Go Gophers.